right. Two podcasts in one day, right?
That's what we're aiming for here.
This is a special treat for you guys. Maybe kind of quick, but that's okay. I don't remember if it was at work or if it was driving home from work, but I thought, man, we had to do a college football awards. And
how are you at work if you're in a body cast?
It was a joke, man.
Oh,
I was in a car accident, not in a body cast.
You broke your hubcap. It was a fender bender.
No, they nailed me, dude.
Fender bender?
No. Like, it hit hard. Like, I've been in fender benders where it's like, okay. Like, they hit me hard. I was on 911 before I even got out of the car because I was like, my car's going to be smashed like Grand Theft Auto when you'd slam into them. But, no, he didn't. But yeah, so basically, I had said to Mike, hey, we had to do awards too. And then we got here and then we got the text from ESPN that was like, hey,
we're giving out awards tonight.
There's an award show. And I was like, oh, well, now we're going to look like we're copying. We did, awards in 2012. And then we kind of took our hiatus from Project College Football in 2013, right after the Iron Bowl. So right before we could do awards. But, let's get into it, Michael.
Let's get into it.
All right. And a lot of them, basically what we did was we sat here and we voted. That was my chair. We sat and we voted on these. Was it not? Get in there. That's a door.
Sorry. We're professional at this. Your computer's taking off again.
Yeah, it is. See, it gets warm. Yeah, you can hear it either way.
Hold it the whole time.
Yeah, you can hear it either way. Noise remover will do this. You guys went through this with us just a minute ago. All right. So, yeah, number two podcast. The last podcast we just did was the second one since we've come back. This is now the third one, second one today. So we're giving you guys
if you followed that, you're a mathematical genius.
Yep. All right.
Without further ado, Project College Football Award Ceremony.
Bam. All right, we're going to go ahead and start with the quarterback of the year.
Are you asking me who I think? Or
well, we voted, so we really only have one that we had a difference on. You want to take turns? Yeah, and that's the we won't talk about it. Quarterback of the year.
Marco
Polo.
Just making sure you're all here so I can tell you that Mariota, hands down.
Marcus Mariota. Oregon quarterback, if you haven't heard from him, going to the playoffs. He threw for 3,783 yards. This is the big thing that I was talking to you about. 38 touchdowns thrown.
Two
interceptions.
38-2.
Ridiculous. A ridiculous ratio. I can't even do that on NCAA, the video game. Unless I turn it to freshman.
Pretty safe to say he's going for the Heisman this year.
Yeah, oh yeah, no doubt. Running back of the year, Mike. Who we got? Who do you think? Should we take turns? Should you now say running back and then I say who it is?
Yeah. Running back of the year.
Oh, man, you caught me off guard. I didn't know it was a running back. Melvin Gordon. Wisconsin running back.
No surprise there.
309 carries, 2,336 yards, an average of 7.6 yards a carry, 26 touchdowns, hitting pay dirt 26 times. You and I talked about Wisconsin. Didn't have the hardest schedule, but still, that dude tore it up.
He tore it up.
Broke a single game, single game record for 7 days.
Hold it for like 6 days and 20 hours or something like that.
Yeah. All right. This is where we disagreed. So this is one that we're giving out two awards, I guess.
Throw the flag on this one, if you will.
Yeah. Wide receiver of the year. I'll go ahead and go first, and I'll say that this is not only who I think that should get the award, but I also think this is probably who our newest Project CFB member, Bucket, thinks should get the award. Alabama wide receiver, Amari Cooper, 115 catches, 1,656 yards, 14 touchdowns, and a 14.4 average.
Can I throw the red flag here and challenge what you just said?
You can challenge it, but it's not going to...
All right, because they're going to overturn it. And they're going to go with Rashad Higgins out of Colorado State.
Mm-hmm.
My hands-down pick for wide receiver of the year. Only 89 attempts, still got 1,640 yards, averages out to 18.4 per catch, and 17 touchdowns.
Yeah, he has a higher average and touchdown count.
Correct.
Over Amari Cooper.
Cooper's kind of a one-man show on Alabama's offense, whereas Higgins didn't quite get as many attempts, but
see, made the you most know what? Of it. Talking about Alabama's offense, T.J. Yeldon, their running back, I really expected big things for him. I thought that by now he would have won a Heisman. It could be judging off of his performance when he was a freshman and they played Michigan, but it's Michigan. I wonder.
Do we dare say...
if that was not on that, we wouldn't hear the computer.
Well, there's not a lot we can do about that.
I know. Let's try this, though.
That's a little better.
A little better. But yeah, so T.J. Yeldon, I thought that by now that we would have given him some kind of award. But on to Defensive Player of the Year. This one, we kind of did some digging, and we ended up giving the award pretty much to who ESPN would give the award to. Arizona's Scooby Wright III.
Just because he has a great name.
Yeah, that is actually an awesome football name.
He's a tough linebacker.
Yeah, 14 sacks, 153 combined tackles. We did notice, I think that going forward, maybe these won't be as much, but as we were deciding our awards tonight, before we recorded the bowl prediction podcast that you guys hopefully have listened to, we kept getting text alerts from ESPN, like, quarterback of the year is Marcus Mariota. Running back of the year, Melvin Gordon. We're like, that's who we picked too.
Which I have to say, I just saw this real quick on here. Mariota won the Maxwell Award for Player of the Year, and the past three winners of that have not won the Heisman.
They have not?
They have not won the Heisman.
He's going to change that. You want to do kicker? Kicker of the year.
Big Josh Lambert. You know, everybody follows him out of West Virginia University. 27 for 36. 41 for 41. That's a perfect 100% extra point percentage.
Mm-hmm.
And 55 yards was his longest.
Yeah, he's automatic this year. And then punter, or you say it.
What?
Punter.
Punter.
Punter of the year, Tom Hackett, Utah. 77 punts, 3,619 yards. A punt long of 70 yards. And an average... 47.0 as the door closes on that one, because Tom Hackett got it. He hacks at that thing. See what I did there?
No.
Wordplay is horrible.
Moving on.
All right. Actually, let's change a pace here. This we copied the same ones from the website, which is projectcfb.wordpress.com. But we're gonna go. This is actually, I'll give the credit to Mike. Momentum Shifter. The Momentum Shifter Award. And you want to go with that one?
Is it Jared?
Jared.
With a G?
Jared with a G.
Jared Holloman.
Holloman.
Louisville, safety, 14 interceptions.
Mm-hmm.
Took him back for 245 total yards. I mean, nothing shifts momentum like an interception. So to tie the record at 14 is pretty impressive.
Yeah, he tied the FBS single season record for interceptions. That record was set by Washington's Al Worley in 1968, so it's been there for a while.
I wasn't at that game.
And see, and who was the guy below him had, what, like 9?
I think 9 and then a couple sevens.
And then there was like a bunch of sevens, so it's like he almost doubled everybody else except that one guy. So yeah, he's a momentum shifter. Pretty sure he's only a sophomore, so Louisville will have him back next year. So, you know, maybe look for him. He may jump up and take Scooby's spot here.
He may do 15.
Maybe 15, maybe more. He may beat Al Worley's record. All right, now let's go with Freshman of the Year. This one actually wasn't really that much of a debate either. You and I pretty much agreed that before he went down in the Michigan game, JT Barrett, Ohio State lost their starting quarterback, Braxton Miller, in preseason. And, you know, Mike and I live in Tipp City, Ohio, about an hour out of Columbus, and we heard a collective gasp when Braxton Miller went down. And JT Barrett came in, didn't look real good. They lost to Virginia Tech, and then something just clicked.
He never looked back after that.
Yeah, 203 for 314. Or 203 out of 314 attempts, 2,834 yards, 34 touchdowns, and 10 interceptions. So, kind of high on the interception, especially comparing to Marcus Mariota.
Yeah, but you're comparing apples to oranges at that point.
Yes. So Barrett, definitely, that's a big debate. I think we could do a whole podcast on this. Will Braxton Miller be back next year at Ohio State? Because JT Barrett, do you play the hot hand? What I've heard Ohio State fans say is that it's going to be JT Barrett's team.
I believe so. Like I said, we said before, I think they're going to have to come up with some way to get Miller in there as running back or what have you, but they need to get him in there somehow. I think it's Barrett's team.
I don't know if they're going to be able to get him. I don't know.
What's next on the list?
If I was Braxton Miller, I would not be very happy. But I've heard that he may go to Oregon. I'd love to see him there, just to see what happens. Coach of the Year. This one we debated a lot. I wanted to go with Doc Holliday from Marshall.
But we didn't.
You wanted to go with Urban Meyer because he took a freshman quarterback and made him...
put him in the playoffs.
Insane. And Cardale Jones looked pretty good against Wisconsin. Is Wisconsin defense as good as, you know, what we thought? Maybe not. Cardale Jones is really going to have a game against Alabama to kind of test how he does. We wanted to go with TCU's Gary Patterson. Thought about going with that. We thought maybe we'd throw TCU a bone because they were ranked third, won their game, but it's like we're beating a dead horse.
Yeah.
We've talked about that.
So who did we go with?
Baylor's Art Briles. He went 11-1, just like TCU. They're ranked first in the Big 12. Went with Art Briles. He did... Oh, geez. I'm breaking stuff. That'll be on the blooper reel. Art Briles. We went with him. I like him. He did pretty well for Baylor. And this is going to be kind of a quick podcast. You know, we may not even hit 15 minutes. Our final award, which is like our Heisman, it's the Project College Football Best of the Best Award. In 2012, it was Johnny Manziel. In 2013, it would have been Jameis Winston. It would have ended up being Jameis Winston.
Is it Marco Mariota?
It's not Marco. It's not Marco, but it is Marcus Mariota. Oregon quarterback, he's phenomenal. I think he's going to lead Oregon past Florida State. I think that Amari Cooper is going to help Alabama beat Ohio State.
We're going to go round about this.
Yeah, I know. I can't wait. Our next podcast, I think we're going to talk about the playoffs. We may talk about some of the upcoming bowls to where we can actually get in depth. We really hope that you guys listen to our bowl predictions. It went a little long, and at first it started slow because we're talking about Fresno State and Air Force and stuff, but we got into it later. The one other thing that I wanted to remind you guys is on Twitter, you can follow us at Project CFB. Also, go to our website, projectcfb.wordpress.com. You can find an article there that just lists all the bowl games. Copy and paste those into an email. Send them over to me at matt.projectcfb@gmail.com. Send me your bowl predictions. We're going to keep track of everybody's, even ours. Whoever does the best will get a follow from Project CFB, will get a mention on the website and the podcast, and we may even call you up and have you on the podcast. So send your bowl predictions over. We will take predictions up until the first bowl game. And as I'm sitting here, you probably already know, but they can hear me typing. The first bowl game, I think, is Saturday at 11 a.m.?
Yep.
You know. 100%?
100%.
100%. Let's see. Oh, they changed it. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah. Next Saturday at 11 a.m. is the first bowl game, the New Orleans Bowl, Nevada and Louisiana Lafayette. Get us the predictions before then. You may find yourself on the Project College Football Podcast, which is going to come to you, at you, from iTunes every Thursday night / Friday morning. We record it on Thursday night. We get it up to you Thursday night. Worst case scenario, we get it to you Friday. But you will possibly find yourself on the podcast. iTunes.
Sorry, I'm taking pictures of Matt while he's talking.
iTunes, and you can also go to podomatic.com and you can find us. Either way is fine. Either way, download us. Support Project College Football. Let your friends know. Like us on Facebook. Do everything that you can to help us out if you don't mind, if you like what we're doing. And I think that's it. Do you have anything to say?
Roll tears.
Roll tears, and I'm saying roll time. And I guess
that's it.
I guess more Trans-Siberian Orchestra.
Oh, I can't wait. Hit it.